Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. Now, I hope I'm sounding a little bit better. I'm feeling a little bit better. Your girl has been on a cocktail of medicine, so I hope this podcast is going to turn out okay. Because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling whatever the hell the shit is they got me mixed up on. But real quick, as y'all know, last week I was talking about how, you know, people are keeping their loved ones on ice for quite some time. Now, I just recently learned about a funeral that happened April 29th. And this person died January 18th. Now, y'all, a lot of y'all probably know who I'm talking about because it was like a big thing and everyone's like, oh my God, they had this man on ice for months. Literally months. 3 months. 3 months, y'all. That's astonishing to me. Now, if you don't know who I'm talking about Andre Leon Talley. If you don't know who he is, he was an American fashion journalist, stylist, creative director, and editor at large of Vogue magazine. He was the magazine's fashion news director from 1983 to 1987. He was the first African American male creative director from 1988 to 1995. And then it's editor at large from 1998 to 2013. So like I said earlier, he passed away January 18th of this year. And they just had his funeral April 29th. Y'all, why? I don't know. I knew they had like a memorial like after he passed away. And in my mind, I just assumed that that was also going to be like around the funeral time. I didn't really think nothing of it, you know. I just thought that was the end of it. But I guess not. As of right now, as this recording, it's not saying, you know, why they kept him out. I don't know if his body went on a little tour around the world or something. I don't know. But yeah, I just wanted to say something about that since, you know, last week we were talking about how people were keeping these, like, celebrities out for a long time. I thought, like, a month was a long time. No, baby, this was like 3 months. That is a very long time. You know how much stuff happens in 3 months? So, yeah. But yeah, a lot of fashion icons were there, of course, in the winter. Naomi Campbell, you know. Fashion was great. I loved it, you know. Obviously, it's going to be a bunch of looks there because of who he was and all the people he knew. The little glimpse of the funeral I saw, like the pictures and things, it looked very nice. They honored him in a good way. Like I said last week, please do not keep me on no ice. I don't care if I become as big as Beyonce. Please do not have me out. Please just go dig my little hole in the forest and drop my little old body in there. And the remains of my animals and put them in there with me. And obviously I'm gonna keep having animals for my whole life, so after the last animals I do have, if I pass away before they do, please, after they pass away, cremate them. Or just actually at this point you can just put their body in, because it's no point in keeping them until I die, because I'm already gonna be dead. So yeah, just put them in there, just put them next to me. But yeah, let's move on to today's topic. Before we get into the topic, I just want to say this. So, during this little recording, my ass was, like, starving. Like, I really wanted some hot lemon pepper wings so bad. Why, I don't know. And a big-ass cherry Fanta. The food came, and tell me why I was more into the drink than the food. Y'all, now, if y'all drink a lot of sodas, you'll understand where I'm coming from when I say this part. I just want to put this out here. I don't really drink sodas often. It's always water. And if I want to spice it up, I'll put some little flavoring in it. And sweet tea, like that's all I drink is water. And then if I go out to eat, it's sweet tea. That's it. Obviously, alcoholic beverages is different. That doesn't count. I don't even buy sodas. I don't drink it. Yeah. But for my soda drinkers, you're gonna understand this. The soda tastes so much better coming out of the damn fountain than like a can or a bottle. Like, y'all don't understand. So, well, y'all do understand, but the people who don't, like, go buy a drink and then go somewhere and get out the fountain. I guarantee you it's a lot better. When I tell you this cherry Fanta was so damn good, like, the stuff in the can and the bottle really do not compete. Like, oh my God, they're bottom of the barrel. If I wanted a cherry Fanta and I was like, I'm not gonna just go somewhere and get it, because a lot of places don't have it. You just have to go like somewhere they have like, I guess, the Freestyle Coke. There's this little place called Amando's here, and they've had cherry Fanta for years, way before the Freestyle thing even came out. Like, they've had it since like forever. But yeah, like, it's so good. But trust me, go get something like in a can or a bottle, and then go and get one out the fountain. I swear to you, it is so much better. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just delicious. But yeah, I just had to say that because that drink was hitting. The wings and the fries were good too, but I was really like into that damn drink. And it's one of them big ass large white cups, you know, that you get at like them little hole in the wall places. I love it. That nice little styrofoam cup be like keeping that drink cold as hell. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into the topic. I'm sorry, but I just had to like shout out to the fountain drinks because I don't drink it often, so maybe that's why it tastes so good. But man, you know what? Coke should make like cherry Fanta water packets. Because like I don't ever see Coke products. Is Crush a Coke product? I don't know. But like Crush has like, you know, the stuff you can put in the water, like little Kool-Aid packets. But I've never seen any like Fanta. They probably have it. I've never seen it. Or I just never paid attention. Or it's probably some nasty shit like orange. I hate orange. So anyway, do the cherry. I want to see how that tastes. And if y'all somehow heard this podcast, y'all owe me some fucking money because I give you the idea for it. But anyway, let's go ahead and move on to today's topic. Okay, y'all. So today's topic is Pete Davidson and some recently new tattoos that have come to the public light. Now, as y'all know, Pete Davidson is dating Kim Kardashian, which is Kanye West's ex-wife. Are they officially divorced yet? Maybe they are. Anyway, he's dating Kanye's soon-to-be ex-wife or ex-wife, whatever the hell it is. I don't really keep up with them. To be honest, if I just didn't see this like on Snapchat and Twitter trending, I probably wouldn't have known shit because I don't really keep up with none of them. Shit, some shit I just see and then I'm just like, what the fuck? And I want to talk about it. So there's a tattoo on his neck and it sits like right above like the collar of his shirt and it is a couple of initials. It is KNSCMP. Now, before I tell you what they are, you probably already guessed it, but neither Kim nor Pete have said yay or nay to what the tattoos are supposed to be about. People are saying it's the initials of Kim and her four children, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Now, before I talk about that, I want to say he does already have a tattoo, and he says, or it says, my girlfriend is a lawyer, and it's tattooed on him in honor of Kim being, I guess, a lawyer. I don't know. I didn't even know she was actually a lawyer yet. I thought she was still in the process of becoming one. If I remember correctly, I know she failed the bar exam twice and she only had one more time to take it. I don't know if she passed or not. Like I said, I don't keep up with them. I don't know anything about them. I just see shit and then I'm just like, what the hell? Because I'm telling you right now, they don't pay my bills and I'm damn sure not paying none of their bills because I don't watch none of their shit. I don't buy none of their shit. If they ever want to give me something for free and sponsor me, then hell yeah, because you're paying me. But other than that, I don't give a fuck. Let them do what the fuck they want to do. I have a life, so I don't give a damn about their life. But I just want to talk about this because I find it very fucking strange. Now, Pete Davidson is already like weird to me. There's a lot of weird things he does that I'm just not, like, I'm not gonna say I'm comfortable with because he doesn't make me uncomfortable. It's just some things I'm uncomfortable with that he does. He does some very strange things to me, and this is one of them. Now, I don't know how long they've been dating, because, you know, they only been public for a little while. But this is my issue with it. You're not their stepdad, and even as a stepdad, I mean, if you got their tattoos named, okay, I could kind of see that more than just being the boyfriend of their mother. I just find it strange. Now, if you got tattoos dedicated to Kim, then okay, but they always say that's a bad thing to get like matching tattoos or tattoos dedicated to like your significant other, blah blah blah. Whatever. But it's the fact that he put the kids on there, which is very strange to me. If that's what it is, and that's what it seems like, because why would you have those random ass letters? But then again, Pete does some weird shit, so no telling. But let's just speculate and say it is. Let's just say that it was confirmed that it's Kim and the kids' initials. Not this dog wanna bark. Y'all, hold on. Okay, sorry about that. But okay, like I said, let's say they are the kids' initials. A multitude of things are gonna come with that when that comes out, or even if it doesn't, and he just has a random ass letters. Kanye's gonna flip his shit, and I feel like he's doing that on purpose. Now, obviously, I'm not defending Kim or Kanye in this whole thing, because I just feel like a lot of shit that's going on with that relationship and all that stuff, we didn't need to know about. There's a lot of things that should have just happened behind closed doors and went about their business. But seeing who the two parties were, obviously that definitely was not going to happen. We all know Kanye has some problems that he needs to be medicated for. We all know this. But Pete Davidson, that we all know as for a fact that he likes to instigate shit. If you look at his history, he is an instigator. So by putting that on there, that's just going to make Kanye flip his shit. First of all, I would feel some type of way if someone who is not even married to my ex decided to dedicate something. Well, not even dedicate. If they just say, like, I had a child and they liked, what the fuck is a kid show? That show, like, Bluey. Say my kid like Bluey, and that person decided to get, like, my ex's, like, girlfriend got a Bluey tattoo in honor of my kid. Okay, but that's cool or whatever, because you're not putting my child, anything that actually has to do with my child, on you. You're not putting a name or a face. Even though it's just an initial, I just feel like you're doing the fucking most, because why are you tattooing my child's initial on your neck? Or anywhere on your body, for that matter. I don't care how much you love Kim and the kids. I just find it very fucking strange. If you want to get Kim tattooed 1,000 times on you, cool. But I just feel like you're just the boyfriend. I don't know if you're doing this because you think Kim's going to marry you and then you're going to get all of Kim's fucking money or what. I hope to God she has more common sense than that just to marry you because you tattooed her fucking initials and her child's initials on your neck. But like I said, I don't know. The Kardashians are the Kardashians. And I don't know shit about them, so whatever. My issue is, why are you doing this and you're just the boyfriend? Like I said, if you're the stepfather, then that would be a different discussion. But like I said, you are just a stepfather. Not the stepfather. You are just a boyfriend. Like, if she broke up with you, then okay, there's no, like, you're not attached to anything because y'all don't have kids. You don't have to get a divorce. There's nothing. Like, once, like, y'all break up, then that's that. Like, that's the end of it. I just wonder what the fuck possessed Pete. Like, I feel like he really needs to go and get, go talk to somebody I feel like he needs to be on medication now. If he is, I don't know. Maybe a stronger dose. If he is, like, something, he needs a new one. It's just a lot of things that I feel like he needs to work out. Like, he obviously has issues. We all know this. Like, Pete Davidson really does have issues. But obviously, he's not the real focus of it because more people are just talking about Kanye and he's crazy and he's doing X, Y, and Z. And okay, let's just take Kanye out of the equation. Pretend it's not Kanye. We can pretend it was any other man. We can pretend it's somebody who doesn't even use like social media. We can pretend it's anybody else. It's still the fact that why are you instigating shit? Why are you doing the most? Why are you getting this lady's kid's initials tattooed on your neck? For what fucking reason? Please explain it to me. Like, if y'all the damn boyfriend in this situation, y'all tell me why you would do it. I want to know. If you tell me if you've done it. I just feel like the stepdad situation would be a lot better and would make your case seem better than if you were just a boyfriend. Because what if Kim leaves him? Then what? He walk around with some damn random ass letters on his fucking neck for some kids that he ain't going to see no more. For a woman he ain't going to see no more. Like, Pete really has some issues because every time he gets in a relationship, he, like, dives, like, all the way in. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But, I mean, you're to the point now, you're just, like, it's just very odd to me. Doing very strange shit. Like, what was the reason? What was the reason for real? Because I don't understand. Like, for real, like, I'm not saying, I would hope if this man really did get them initials tattooed, and that's what the letters are, I hope Kim sat there and was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I hope she opened her mouth and was like, that's a fucking no, you need to get that removed or covered up, or like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I really hope she had a long ass talk with him, because Pete seems like a big ass child to me. And he does whatever he can just to please whoever he's with. And, you know, and just to like. Like, Kim's that, or Pete's that kid that's like, oh, I like this girl, so I'm going to do whatever. But then I'm going to make everyone else seem bad. But I'm going to start the shit. So when it comes down to it, I can sit there and cry about it. And then the girl will feel bad for me because it made the other person look like an asshole. That's how Pete is. Now, obviously, like I said, I know these people personally. But that's how he's coming off. And it's not cute to me. It's very much childish. I just feel like if you want to be Kim's man, I mean, you're already her man. Just do normal fucking shit. You don't have to fucking tattoo her kid's fucking initials on your neck. Like, it's so fucking odd. Like, it's giving very fucking weirdo. Very much fucking weirdo. I don't like it. A lot of people feel uncomfortable. Like, we were in the group chat talking about it because that's what we do. And the girlies weren't liking it. They were very much like put off by it. One of my friends says it's very uncomfortable to me. Like, they haven't even been together that long, which is true. Other one says regarding Pete that is very weird. Eyes uncomfortable. I still don't fuck with Kanye though. And then the other girl said the same. I think it's crazy. And then we started talking about something else. But anyway, besides the point, it's fucking weird to me. It's weird to them. It's weird to a lot of people. I hope Pete just gets the help that he needs. That's who needs help. Obviously, Kanye needs help. I guess he's somewhere. I think he's supposed to go on an island and like relax and like get himself together or some shit. If that's true, I hope he is. I hope Pete goes and gets the help he needs, because clearly there's something going on there. I just feel like, you know, y'all, like, how do I say this? I just hope that it's worth the ink and money and time and whatever that was spent putting those initials on. I hope they stay together. Like, I'm not wishing them to break up or nothing. I just hope you're not looking even dumber at the end of the day, because you look dumb as hell. I'm just saying. Pete Davidson looks really fucking stupid with that shit on his neck. He looks stupid with the fucking tattoo talking about my girlfriend's lore. You could have waited at least until it said fucking wife. Like, you... Lord, this man. He's a fucking embarrassment. I'm just going to say that now. Like, I don't even know him, but I get secondhand embarrassment. Like, it's just not even... It is what it is. But yeah, y'all, let me know your thoughts on this whole situation, because it's just not sitting right with me. Like, I don't know if he's doing that because he really loves Kim and the kids, or he just wants a reaction from Kanye. Like, I feel like, because it's been pretty quiet, for at least to my knowledge. So usually when shit like blows up and hits a fan, I'll see it, but I haven't seen nothing online. Like, the only thing I've seen, like, Kim was somewhere recently walking and then she like almost tripped in her dress. Obviously they're gonna post that, but I was like, okay, and I scrolled around business, but I haven't seen nothing that really involved like Kanye and Kim and Pete. So it's been pretty quiet in that area. So maybe that's why he did it. He just wants a reaction. Maybe he just wants a reaction just from us, because he knows people don't talk about it like me, and everybody else who gets online and sees it. But yeah, let me know your thoughts. Of course, I'll put all my information in the bio, like always. And real quick before I go, regarding shirts, I know y'all have been asking. They're in the final works. The design, everything's done. We're just putting final touches and making sure everything looks nice before we put them out there. I'm only going to have like a limited number of shirts just to see how the first drop goes. I'm going to be carrying sizes extra small to 3X. Like I said, there's just going to be a limited number because I just don't want too many and they're not going to sell, and then I'm stuck with a bunch of damn shirts. But yeah, if you want one, like, you know, you really, 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 really want one, please let me know before I order them, and that way I can already have yours in stock. That way, if somebody else wears the same size and they get it, then you'll still have yours. But yeah, like I said, it's going to be an extra small to 3X. I'll let you know what day they're going to drop and everything. But yeah, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, whatever, you just want to have a chit chat, like I said, all my information will be in the description. But yeah, thank y'all for listening. If you have any comments about Pete and how you feel, if you were Pete, and you want to give me your perspective, if you have been Pete, please let me know. I just really want to understand, like, where he's coming from, because I don't get it. It's just giving me I'm fucking weird as hell. But yeah, that's all I had to talk about today. Thank you so much for listening. In the next couple of weeks, I will have some guests, and I know, I had an episode with Tam, like, a long time ago that still hasn't come out, but there was a lot of issues with that episode, like, technical-wise. But it's, like, done, so we're going to post that. But in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a lot of guests. Please check out my Instagram and my Twitter, because I'm going to be posting what the next couple episodes are. And if you would like to be a guest, please let me know, and we can schedule some times to work together. But as for now, thank you for listening, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.